Welcome to all listeners. This is your favorite Jim Jam again, the host of Inspiration and Vibe with Jim Jam. It is great to have you back again. Even if it is your first time here, I'm very happy you are joining us. So let's get motivated, inspired, and get all the bad energy around us together. Follow or subscribe to this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other place you listen to a podcast. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Please be patient and listen to this message. There is no time to waste time, so I will go straight to the point. This is not part of my plan, but I have to talk about it so that everybody can stay safe. I love my listener just like my relative. So I have to pass this information. At this present state, some people still believe coronavirus is not real. They believe it's a system introduced by the politician to embezzle money and some political powers only. They think the virus is not real. You know, you can't blame everyone that believe the virus is not real, but the fact that some educated people believe it makes this situation critical. You see, let me tell you something. Some people don't realize there is no difference between an educated person and an educated person when an educated person cannot use his brain in a positive way that will benefit or inspire the community. Okay, let us assume it is not real. What if someone from your family or your close friend contact the virus? Is that when you would believe it is real? This virus is a type of virus that spreads easily. COVID-19 spread easily from person to person, mainly by this route, between people who are in close contact with one another, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs, sneezes, breathes, sings, or talks. These respiratory droplets cause infection when they are inhaled or deposited on mucous membrane, such as those that line the inside of the nose and mouth. People who are infected but do not have symptoms can also spread the virus to others. I can recall in Uganda that there are 1,069 cases but zero deaths, and we can also make this happen in our country by taking preventive measures like maintaining at least a 1 meter distance between yourself and others to reduce your risk of infection when they cough, sneeze, or speak. Maintain an even greater distance between yourself and others when you are indoors. The further away, the better. You also need to practice proper hygiene. Clean your hands before you put your mask on, as well as before and after you take it off. Cleaning your hands with sanitizer or soap and water is a great way of preventing the virus. Clean and disinfect surfaces frequently, especially those which are regularly touched, such as door handles, faucet, and phone screens. Avoid touching your high nose and mouth. Hands touch many surfaces and can pick up virus. Once contaminated, hands can transfer the virus to your high nose or mouth. From there, the virus can enter your body and infect you. Make wearing a mask a normal part of your daily life, especially when among crowds. You also have to make sure it covers both your nose, mouth, and chin. Wear a fabric mask unless you are in a particular risk group. This is especially important when you can't stay physically distanced, particularly in crowded and poorly ventilated indoor settings. Wear a medical surgical mask if you are over 60, if you have underlying medical condition, if you are feeling unwell, if you are looking after an ill family member. Make your environment safer. The risk of getting COVID-19 is higher in crowded and inadequately ventilated spaces where infected people spend long period of time together near. These environments are where the virus appears to spread by respiratory droplets, so taking precaution is even more important. Many outbreaks of the virus have been reported in places like mosques, churches, restaurants, fitness class, and many more. Although outdoor gatherings are safer than indoor classes, if indoor spaces are small without outdoor air coming in. One needs to be very careful and not overlook this virus, as the symptoms are very unrealistic because the symptoms are what normally happens to us. The symptoms of this virus are fever, dry cough, and tiredness. Who does not get tired on a normal day? There are some times we have a fever and we cough sometimes, and this is why we need to be very careful. Other symptoms that are less common and may affect some patients include loss of taste or smell, pains, headache, sore throat, nasal congestion, red eyes, diarrhea, or a skin rash. Maintain physical distance, not social distance. I think we all need to know this. Most people say we should maintain social distance instead of physical distance. You can't contact the virus through social, but you can contact it physically. People can stay connected to their social group to talk over the phone, over Skype, WhatsApp, and through other social media as much as they can. Some people want to do the right thing, but since we are not used to it, it is very difficult to do it. Hence, they forget to and go against the rule. Then, boss, they also catch the virus. The best to prevent this is to keep reminding each other every time that the virus is deadly. And guys, none of us prefer death over life. The more we remember the virus is deadly, the more we remember the preventive measures, and hence we stay away from the virus. Another way to stop this spread of this virus is by sharing this message. Yeah, it is true that people are reluctant to believe in things they don't see, but you can also convince them by yourself. Help the world to become a better place. Now, to the real topic. Should we take the vaccine or not? There had been some rumor that the vaccine is dangerous and so no one wants to use it because they believe that they want to use it to wipe out Africans. This is a case we have to think about before assuming anything. You have to feed your brain before pouring your thoughts for people to digest. For me, I don't think they are trying to harm us, rather they are trying to help, because if they wanted to harm, it is very easy for them, because most of the things we consume is produced by the white, and if they want to wipe us out, they would have done so years back. They don't need to stress themselves at all, they just have to poison some of the products they produce in which we are likely to consume, and boss, we are gone. Yeah, I said it. Toothpaste is produced by the white, Coca-Cola is produced by the white, and the rate at which we drink Coca-Cola in Africa. And the rate at which we drink Coca-Cola in Africa is very high. They can just poison it if they want. So calm down so that you won't get yourself killed running away from the cure. So this will be the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Inspiration and Vibes with Jim Jam. Follow me on my social media account at Official Jim Jam. I'm available on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you love this show, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other place you listen to a podcast. Make sure you share with your friends and family. Once again, thank you all. I love you all. Interesting.